Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I was abiding and I was thinking about God and everything that He tells us in His Word and how rich His Word is. And, you know, on VFN Radio, we've talked about closed circuit televisions and cameras and drones appearing everywhere, all with the ability to watch your every step and your every move from the sky.
Right.
Not to mention that today, nearly almost every single person is walking around with a camera. You know, they call it
in
a phone,
pocket.
But it's
yeah.
it's a camera.
A GPS.
It is a camera.
Right.
And there's some people that don't like to be on camera because they don't like what they're doing in darkness to be exposed.
Mm-hmm.
And so you got those people have some serious concerns. And then there's just people that don't want to be, who are not doing anything wrong. They just don't want to be on camera. You know, they don't want to be watched. They have, we're guaranteed a level of privacy mm-hmm. in our Constitution, right?
Right.
But here's the thing. God sees everything. He is everywhere. You know, someone had a question, where is God? Well, He's here. He's also there. In fact, He's like everywhere, all at the same time.
Yeah.
Here, there, everywhere, all at the same time. He's God, and He sees our every move, but He just doesn't see our every move. He hears and sees our every word, our conversations, but He actually knows the thoughts and the motives behind the conversations and our actions. He is God. He's everywhere.
Right.
And Psalm 139 says, and I love this psalm. This is the David, King David, and sharing his heart. But he says, O Lord, You have searched me. And You know me. I mean, there's nothing like God knowing you. I mean, some people say, you know, I know that guy or I know that girl. I know that woman. I know that lady. I know that man. And you know things about them and you know of them. And maybe if they're your spouse or your family member or your child, you feel like you know them pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
But even the Bible says that, you know, who can know the thoughts of a man except the man's spirit within him?
Yeah.
You can know a man or a person to a certain degree, and of course that our actions are very telling on us. Our fruit speaks loudly on who we are. But even the Bible says that who can know the thoughts of a man except the spirit within the man? However, there is one who knows you better than you know yourself.
Oh, yeah.
So David says, oh, Lord, You have searched me. When God searches you, you know, there is a thorough search.
Uh-huh.
And he says, You know me. You know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. Oftentimes, I think there's a huge disconnect. Believers and unbelievers alike, they have that they think that their thoughts are actually private.
Mm-hmm.
They think that because they don't verbalize or speak or release those thoughts, because there's some that just are lookers and there's some talkers.
Right.
And they talk everything that's on their mind. Sometimes you wish
they wouldn't.
Everything that runs through your mind doesn't have to run through your mouth. You know what I'm saying? there's others that are just thinkers.
Yeah.
And sometimes the thinkers, no matter if you're just a thinker or not a thinker, all of us think, they perceive that those thoughts are private. Can I tell you that those thoughts are playing on the canvas screen of heaven and nothing in your mind is private? No thought, no imagination, nothing is private. In fact, oftentimes I've heard of people that had encounters in heaven and that have encountered angels or even the Lord, and in response to something the Lord had said when they were in heaven. They thought it, and God knew their thoughts and responded to their thought.
Yeah.
They didn't speak it, but they thought something, and he responded to their thought.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting way of communication.
Very.
Very. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down, and you are familiar with all my ways. I mean, think about this. If we meditate on this, and hopefully this week we're going to get the chance to talk about meditating on God and contemplative prayer.
Mm-hmm.
But think about this, that God, he knows your thoughts, he discerns, he has insight into your ways. You're lying down and he's familiar. Not casually is aware, but he is familiar with your routine. I mean, the next time you're tempted to think that, you know, where is God? He's here. He's there. He's everywhere. He's in the room all at the same time because he's God.
Yeah.
He's God. We can't forget that. We've become so familiar with who God is that you can think anything, say anything, do anything, and not understand that if you're a believer, the Holy Spirit lives inside of you. The Word of God says don't grieve the Spirit of God. Don't grieve the Holy Spirit, right?
Right.
You can grieve him.
Yeah.
But also his eyes. His eyes are before you. He goes on to say that before a word is on my tongue, you know it completely, O Lord. Good morning.
Wow.
I was about to eat. Can you? Yes.
Right.
I have a quick. Here's an answer. God is not one step ahead of you. He's a gazillion steps ahead of you.
Yeah.
What helps to think about this is when you think about a child who thinks he's going to, or she thinks she's going to, outsmart a parent, and they're concocting this idea or this plan to share with you, and you're like, sweetheart, sweetheart, sweetheart. You're just now figuring that move out. I mean, I did that when I was in preschool. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's
right.
Like I have some experience in this. You know what I'm saying? I have been around this block here once or twice, and you're like what, miles ahead of them,
mm-hmm.
as they're still thinking they're concocting a plan.
Right.
You already know it. How many times have we been tempted to think about our plans, our desires, what are we going to do, right? The many are the plans in a man's heart, but it is the Lord that directs his steps. Listen, you're going to have plans, you're going to have thoughts, you're going to have all this type of stuff going on, but God knows and sees everything.
Yeah,
he sees yesterday, today, and tomorrow all at the same time. I mean, what about that vision? All at the same time.
Yeah.
So how foolish is it for us to be caught up in worry? How foolish is it for us to be caught up in anxiety? How foolish is it of us to think that God is not near us when he's all around us,
yeah.
in us, if we are a believer, right? For God is a spirit.
Mm.
And those who worship him must worship him in spirit and
truth.
So he says, you hem me in and behind and before. Listen, you hem me in, behind, and before. You have laid your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain. David is having a revelation of the majesty and the supremacy of God and saying, you are blowing me away, God.
Mm-hmm.
I can't even go there.
Right.
Your vastness is amazing. Is that soda pop revelation, right? All you can contain of God is in a 12-ounce, all you can contain is a 12-ounce can size of revelation, and God is the depth of the ocean. Mm-hmm. Stop it.
Yeah.
Stop it. It's foolishness. We can't figure him out.
Just worship him.
Yeah, you can't figure out algebra. You can't figure out calculus. I mean, you don't barely pass the 12th grade, and you got questions? You're confused? Think about this. This is insanity. This is ludicrous.
Yeah.
you just barely passed the 12th grade.
And if you're really smart, you graduate from college.
Oh,
well, there you go.
You got a degree. You got a JD. You're an attorney. Oh, hey, you love education, but you got questions about God. Then you got edumacated, right? I mean. Knowledge puffs up. We got to be so careful. And I'm always, you know, I don't know. You know, my question is like, I don't want to serve a God that I have all figured out and written on the back of a napkin. And you know what I'm saying? It's like, come on,
what kind
now.
Of God is that?
That's a real small God there. Yeah. You know what I mean?
You can explain God. Must not be that big.
Exactly. And you know what? I found out that he don't need no explaining. And he don't need it from me. Mm. He is God.
Yeah.
God. Really, God. So David says, where can I go from your spirit? Where? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. I mean, where can you go when you think about the omnipresence of the Lord? God is omnipresent, right? Mm-hmm. It means he's everywhere. He's omniscient. He's all-knowing. And he's omnipotent, all-powerful. Where can you go? You know, when you turn off the lights in the dark, you're not really in the dark. He has night goggle vision, you know what I'm saying? You're not really in the dark.
Yeah, he's got night vision, that's for sure.
You know, when you're creeping and you're thinking nobody is seeing, the night is like noonday sun to the Lord. You know what I'm saying? There's no way. Mm. There's no bed you can hide. There's no place you can run. Because God, ain't worried about all the cameras. God is everywhere. And his eyes are upon you.
Mm.
And that can be, you know, some people may see that as a bad thing. It's really a good thing. And sometimes people think that it helps them to do the right thing. Well, you know, maybe, if you know that God, the Lord's eyes are upon you, it could straighten you out.
Yeah.
That's not a bad thing.
What's wrong with
that? It's not a bad thing. But we're going to talk more about that in a minute. David says, if I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there, your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness will hide me and the light will become night around me. David say, listen, I can't hide nowhere. I done tried that. And God's like, here I am.
Mm-hmm.
Hello. Hello, Pat. Hello, John. Can you come out from underneath that? You know, he's there.
I can still see you.
I can see you. I can see you. It's like, you know, your little child playing hide and go seek. Mm-hmm. You know, and they're saying shh, shh, like, you know, they think they're hiding, you know? He's like, oh, I think you're, and then they say, how did you find me? Oh.
Mm-hmm.
If I say surely the darkness will hide me and the light become night around me, even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like the day, for the darkness is as light to you. David goes on to say, for you, God, you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. My goodness, when we talk about abortion and we talk about what's happening in the killing of children, you understand that God, the creator, the manager of the universe, knit you in your mother's womb. He was intimately involved in your creation. That the way you walk, talk, breathe, look, act, the things that make you you, your intrinsic qualities, your personality, all of those are not by accident. But you were fashioned, designed, created for an amazing purpose. You're one of a kind. And God's eyes are on you. So David says, you created in my inmost being. He says, I praise you. I praise you, God, because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful, and I know that full well. I mean, David is having a revelation. He's having a moment with God. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. He went past that pond and looked at himself and said, "Think." I mean, when you look at your human being body, and you think about your heart that pumps, what, 2,000 gallons of blood an hour or a day? Your heart, that's every single day is pumping. Who created that? When you think about your eyes, when you think about your ears, when you think about your brain, when you think that you have five toes on each feet, every single part of your body is not an extra limb there.
Right.
It has purpose and significance. And God fashioned you and formed you to be with him. So David says, my goodness, listen, there's so much self-hate going on. There's so much of this airbrush magazine stuff that you're inundated with when you're going to the supermarkets, to the stores, and all of these young girls that are starving themselves to look a certain way, and they want to cut this and cut that and chop off a nose. It's like, come on now. Come on now. God said, you know, you're fearfully and wonderfully made. God loves you and fashioned you. And David says, man, I'm a bad man. You know what I'm saying? He's like, he said, God, you're good. You're good. He says, my frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place. When I was woven together in the depths of the earth, your eyes saw my unformed body. Come on now. Abortion is murder. God saw your unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. Think about this. Your days have been ordained by God. That alone should cause you to wake up in the morning with your feet hitting that floor, excited to live another day. Yesterday's over with. Tomorrow may never come, but today's a gift. That's what they call it, the present. All in you and I have is today. We actually have this moment. We don't even have any guaranteed the end of the program.
That's right.
That's all we have. And God made all that. And his eyes are upon us. Here's the thing. Why is God's eyes upon us? Because he loves us. He created us for relationship. His eyes are not on us just so that we can stay in check and say, oh, big brother's watching. Big God is watching. So I got to act right. No, he wants us to know, I'm looking at you. I'm in the room.
I'm watching.
I saw that. I saw how you loved on that person. I saw how you denied yourself. I saw how you did not get offended by that situation. I saw how you suffered silently instead of going after your own comfort. I saw when you gave and you didn't have nothing to give. I saw you crawl out of bed to seek me when you were dog tired. I saw that. I saw you loving on that person. I saw that. I saw your thoughts. I saw the motives of your heart. I saw when they lied on you and you didn't say a word. I saw when they abused you I saw it all. Nothing escapes my eye because I love you. Listen, God loves you. He loves you. And his eyes are on you. And in verse 17, he says, how precious to me are your thoughts, O God. How vast is the sum of them. Were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of the sand. David's reflecting is, God, your thoughts are so numerous. Let's pause here for a moment. You understand that God has thoughts about you.
Mm-hmm. That alone.
can we stop right here and go, God, you occupy space in the mind of God.
Wow.
You're so important to him. He loves you so much. He was thinking about you. Don't you love to get those little texts throughout the day? Or maybe a card in the mail or an email that somebody says, hey, you're on my mind. Are you okay?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you know what? I was praying and, you know, I felt like the Lord just put you on my mind. A little text says, hey, I hope you're having a good day. I'm thinking about you. Who doesn't get excited about that? Well, let me tell you, friend, here's a text from God. His thoughts are on you. He's thinking about you right now. That should make us jump to the roof. Or out of the roof. Or out the window, wherever. But it should make you excited. And it says, were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of the sand. And when I awake, I am still with you. So David's saying, even when I fall asleep, you're with me all the time. Listen, God's eyes are all over you. His presence is everywhere. He knows every single thing about you. There's no reason to fear God. There's no out of fear of being destroyed. There's a healthy fear of the Lord. But you shouldn't have feared to approach God. He loves you. His eyes are upon you. There's nowhere you can go. And his eyes are on you because you're his creation. Even the very hairs of your head are all numbered by God. Let me tell you something. Reach out to him. His ears are not, stopped where he can't hear you. His arms are not too short where he can't reach out to you. And let me tell you, his eyes are on your every situation right now. Call out to him, because the Bible says he's a friend that sticks closer than a brother. He loves you and has an amazing, amazing plan for your life.
It is amazing how this is all working. It's people just like you, friends like you, that stand with us and understand, we've got to make a difference in our generation, that stand with us prayerfully and financially, that just partner on a monthly basis to financially build a foundation that where we can carry this message not only to the nation of America, but to the nations of the world. It's amazing how so many people are being encouraged by a simple gift of a few dollars a month, $25 a month, $50 a month, whatever it is. And you know what? Together, if you're having difficulty in how to present the gospel to this generation, partner with us, and we together at VFN-TV and the Daily Radio Program will bring the gospel to this nation, and this nation, by God's grace, to the Lord. Go to VFNTV.com and click on giving. VFNTV.com and click on giving. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends.